We are going to finish out this hour with a look at a group of people the government is attempting to reach, people who have been out of reach for a long time, the uninsured. The Affordable Care Act this week begins implementation of the insurance marketplaces for consumers. Also, states are extending Medicaid to bring more people under federal coverage in that program. But it differs from state to state, as we've told you many times. And we're going to hear from the uninsured who have not yet been reached in the state of California in a moment. But first, one voice from Ohio who can feel that help is within reach for her, but who today feels definitely cut off from ground control.
I don't think anyone's manning ground control. I think that they got shut down a long time ago.
That's takeaway listener and Athens, Ohio resident Amy Farnsworth. If it was up to the feds, even in this government shutdown situation, her family with some difficult health problems would be eligible for the Medicaid extension. Except her state, Ohio, with its Republican-controlled legislature, has opted out of the extension, despite urging from Republican Governor John Kasich. Amy Farnsworth says she's out of luck, out of time, and out of options.
The Affordable Care Act originally required the states to expand Medicaid, and the Supreme Court said that it was up to the individual states. It was their choice. Ohio is one of the 26 states which chose not to. My husband is a totally disabled Vietnam combat vet. My son is autistic. My son is on Medicaid. My husband gets his health care through the VA. Because his disabilities that are non-service connected are more than his service-connected disabilities, he is on what is called a VA pension, which is need-based. They pay exactly the amount of the federal poverty level, which means that while I care for my son and my husband and am the only person who can take them to their appointments, which are about 2 hours away for each of them, I cannot take advantage of the Affordable Care Act. We don't make enough money, and we make too much money for me to qualify for Ohio Medicaid.
Now, you qualify for Medicaid if the expansion goes into place, but right now you don't qualify because you're right there at the border, and I understand you're a caregiver, and you have an ally here, the Republican governor. He actually believes that you should get that coverage and this expansion should go forward, right?
Yes, he does. Right now, the cutoff for Ohio Medicaid is 90% of the federal income level, and we make exactly 100%.
Of the poverty level?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, you're rich, right? Yeah, you're just rolling in it there. Yeah. Here's another war between Republicans in your state that's basically shutting you down on something that in the law of the land, it says you're entitled to.
Yes. I've talked to my congressman, both state and federal. I've talked to the governor. I've talked to all of them. And basically, thanks for your input. We'll get back with you.
Amy, in very serious terms here, what are your health breakpoints? I suspect that your autistic son is stable, even though he requires a lot of care. What about your husband?
He is a lot more fragile. Very prone to infections and falls and such. But he is not bad enough for me to qualify as a caregiver under the VA definition. Basically, I can't qualify for that until he's ready to go into a nursing home.
And anything you could do, change the paperwork, change your status in some way to put you into qualification?
The only way for me to do that would be if we got divorced legally.
Have you talked about that?
Yes, several times.
And you're not having problems in your marriage?
No, but under his VA pension, since it is need-based, if I go out and somehow get a part-time job that I can work around their schedules, their appointments, say I make $1,000 gross, I would only bring home about $700 after taxes and everything else. they would take the full $1,000 out of his check. If we divorced, I would be able to work and not have it taken out of his check, and I would be able to afford health coverage.
So that's the message from the Ohio legislature. Get a divorce and call us back.
Yeah, that's about the only option that I have.
Well, you know, Amy, why did you reach out to us? Why do you think Americans need to hear this story?
They're hearing right now all of the stories about people getting coverage for the first time or the first time in a long time under the Affordable Care Act. And I thought that they needed to hear about the ones who fell through this big crack that's opened up because of the ruling of the Supreme Court.
And, of course, the legislators in your state would say, we don't want the federal government meddling in our state and forcing us to pay for things that we can't afford. And you say to them?
What they told me yesterday was that there were some big problems with the Medicaid program, and they considered expanding Medicaid to be throwing good money after bad. And my message to them is helping someone who's taking care of two other people is not throwing good money after bad. It's helping me help others.
Is there a name of someone who actually said to you it would be throwing good money after bad?
It was my state representative's, the person who answers the phone there. He didn't give a name.
Your state representative's staff member said it would be throwing good money after bad to help you out. And
that until
that person,
Medicaid was fixed at the federal level, which, of course, they can't do anything about.
Right.
So it's not on them, that it would be throwing good money after bad.
So, Amy, I know you've got a busy day, and I want to let you go, but thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for listening.
It's Takeaway Listener and Athens, Ohio resident Amy Farnsworth. We reached out to Governor Kasich's office last week and got this response from his staff. We're knee-deep in discussions with the legislature on expansion right now, and accordingly, there is next to nothing we can say about it publicly. When we get expansion done, let's regroup. But in the interim, we just don't have much to talk about. Well, that's an improvement over good money after bad. We'll keep working on this for you, Amy. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.